Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls podcast, and we watch an episode of the Golden Girls. And then guess what? We break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
Yay.
And
today we have no guest.
We have no guest. We have a ghost as a guest.
We have a ghost guest.
We have a ghost guest, yes.
It is the ghost of Bea Arthur.
Absolutely, yeah. Haunted podcast, haunted cast.
How are you today, Bea? I'm good. I always sound like a fucking... What's her name? Divine? That drag queen?
Yeah, the one that was on Hairspray?
Yeah, I always sound like her when I try to impersonate Bea Arthur.
I think it's easy to go that way, to just kind of go the... Or like a... I think I kind of also think of like Harvey Farstein. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think of...
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Ma. Yeah. Very much. So we watched, so the reason there's no guest is because this is a recap episode, like a real one, not one of the fake, like one of the fake ones, which they haven't had in a while, which I'm surprised about. And so
no, this is real honest to goodness recaps, mom and pop recaps.
And I think this is our second real one.
Yeah.
So we watched season 5, episode 25 and 26, which is a double episode. It's titled "The President's Coming, The President's Coming," and it's all exclamation points. So that's why I sort of yelled it.
Yes. very, very Paul Revere of you.
Paul Revere. Yeah. So I
think that's the right dude. What am I talking about?
That's the reference. The British are coming.
Yeah, the British are coming. British are coming, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it's part 1 and 2, and they were both aired May 5th, 1990. Mm-hmm. And actually, fun fact, this is the last episode Terry Hughes is involved in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Terry Hughes was like, fucking see you later. Peace out, bitches.
She just left her mark on the world with this one.
Yeah, so bye-bye, Terry Hughes. Terry Hughes, fun fact for you guys. And so we both love... One of me and Genevieve's favorite things is recap episodes. It's like the inception of recapping. And so that's what we're gonna try to do today. We might shoot ourselves in the head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You guys saw Inception, where you go inside people's dreams and walk on walls, and I don't know, it kind of got boring at the end.
All I heard is walk into somebody's dreams and then walk overalls.
It was like, what? Like, I don't know. There was like always things where it was like you could move walls.
Oh, move walls.
That's, yeah. Like someone was an architect where they could manipulate walls. And and then it got boring.
Like solve riddles and stuff.
I kind of remember. I don't remember why they could move walls. I'm sure someone nerdy is sitting at home like, oh my god, But yeah, I saw that movie once, and I was bored to tears by it. So,
I've never watched Inception. But it doesn't stop me from making Inception jokes and references left and right, because I know. Yeah.
Yeah. All I remember is watching it was, I'm really just not that interested by this.
Boring?
It's a very visually stunning movie. It's just, The tone of it is just very monotone and flat to me. Like it's just like going into people's dreams to like manipulate their dreams and like kind of like and stuff like that. And I eventually just wanted to sleep. Like I wanted to dream.
I'm like, it made you want to dream. It's about dreams.
I want to fall asleep, and I don't want anyone to manipulate me during my dream. So I don't care for this movie.
Well, like, I feel that way about like certain types of anime. I just want to go to bed. Like, it's just really dead silent, like monotone. Cold colors, and yeah,
it's a lot of cold colors, lots of grays and blues and kind of that mm-hmm. stuff. I don't really action scenes for some reason to me, like, they just don't compute. Like movies with like really long action scenes, like I just kind of go, okay, you're fighting. You're fighting, and it's 15 minutes later, and you're still fighting.
What about Kill Bill?
Kill Bill is kind of exciting. Kill Bill, yeah. I would say, but it's also like it's more than that to me.
Like there's so much at stake emotionally for that character that you're just like, fuck, you fucking it's multi-layered.
Yeah, I tend to like. And also that movie is just so cartoony and fun. Like, you know, like it's a little, when it's like so serious, I get really bored.
Yeah. Like Matrix bored you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is thank you for saying that, because I feel like it's a very controversial statement to say that. Matrix, not that great.
Well, you know what? It was on TV all the time growing up, and I flipped through it because I was like, okay, why am I doing this to myself? But you know what? Those movies, there's an audience for them. You know, 20-year-old.
Everybody loves the Matrix.
White,
like
male,
enough.
But yeah.
Enough people love the Matrix that I don't need to love the Matrix. That's how I feel about it. Like, I'm not taking away from how much you enjoyed that movie or how much you enjoyed that Keanu Reeves bent over, you know, to miss the bullet or whatever. Like, I'm just so nonplussed by it.
I'd rather watch, like, Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So
that was quite the sidebar there.
That's our Golden Girls background.
I don't care for Inception or the Matrix. Thelma and Louise wins the day.
Yeah, so much better. Oh my god. Okay, I'm not even gonna start talking about the OJ Simpson versus the people, because I'm in love with that. But so as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to, I guess there was a plot kind of. So go ahead, Genevieve. What's the synopsis?
President George H.W. Bush is
H.W. stands for hot wiener.
Yes, exactly. Always. Is
hot wiener Bush.
Yep. That's what he was passing on. So so he is visiting Miami, and he wants to stop by a house, and the Golden Girls house is under consideration because it's four seniors living under one roof. So he visits all they have a Secret Service agent that interviews all the Golden Girls, and all their secrets come out, like, you know. Blanche is into men. Rose is, you know, likes to talk about Saint Olaf. Dorothy is a hothead. Sophia was married again
for a day.
Stan is a putz, and basically, it's a celebration of all that knowledge.
Yeah, basically. So basically, it's just like this platform to go into flashbacks.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So this guy has to listen to weird vignettes of out of context jokes.
Yeah. He's like, can you tell me in vignette form? basic about
tell me about yourself in vignette form.
That's what have you said best. Sitting around a dining table? It's other people.
I would
people.
Love to go like on a date with a guy and just tell him about myself through stories of my life.
Or just
wait,
like,
or like a regular date, basically.
That is kind of like a regular date. I think everyone's kind of got their like fun facts they break out for dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the first scene is Sophia's trying to like buy, trying to get Rose to buy, or Dorothy to buy like 45 tubes of sunscreen. Visors, because the president's motorcade is going through their neighborhood. And they need to make some money off of it. Whatever.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And yeah. So this is a must. And so the scene sort of ends and then another scene begins. And then that's when Agent Bell is like in their lawn. There's a man on the lawn.
Yeah, there's a man at their door.
after they say man, there's a man in our lawn. Blanche is like, get the net. She has a special man net, I guess.
Yeah, she doesn't have any like perma traps, but she has one one giant net they probably keep in the garage or something. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, I want to see that net. I want to see her use it.
Do you feel like it's like a big butterfly net, or like something like a dog catcher would have, or just like a big giant like net?
If it's like a dog catcher's like neck collar, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
She just like shocks them and chokes them into submission.
Yeah, I feel like that's what they yeah, that's definitely what they have for sure. And God bless them for it. So
so then this dude comes in and he's like, I've been watching you guys. I've just been like, I know everything about you. I know your names. I know, like, I'm straight up like stalking you because I'm Secret Service. And
yep. Typical thing you say to somebody that's coming to your door for the first time. Yeah.
Super, super creepy. He doesn't even show credentials. He's just like, yeah, I'm just like one of the president's henchmen, whatever. Believe me. And so he's like, I need to get to know you. I'll start with you, Blanche. And so everybody goes into the kitchen and then Rose is like, we're going to go to the kitchen, not making fun of the vice president. And now I don't know who the vice president is. Do you?
Dan Quayle. It would have been Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayles.
Yeah, he's okay. He was kind of, he's the one that misspelled potato.
Say that one more time.
He was at a children's spelling bee and he misspelled potato.
Oh.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't know that.
He was just kind of a general boob and kind of horrifying. Like,
oh no.
Yeah, and fun fact, he's from Arizona, so
yeah. Yep. Oh yeah. doesn't he live in your neighborhood or something?
Yeah, and his son, I think so. I think, and Dan Quayle Jr., his son is involved somehow in politics. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, there's a lot of horrifying white men to keep track of. I don't really know all their stories.
Right.
Yeah.
Just don't go jogging at night in your neighborhood. Dan Quayle might catch you.
He's got a net.
So they go into the first flashback. This is Blanche's flashbacks. And like the first one, Blanche is like super horny. And she's like, I haven't had sex in like 4 days. My body, I feel like I'm like a car on cinder blocks just running and not going anywhere. Amazing.
Yeah.
And
then I feel like that's her the entire series. That's her whole motif, really.
But she's like, I guess, telling this guy how horny she was that one time. Let me tell you a bit about myself. One time, I didn't have sex for 4 days.
First off, I'm horny.
I'm 40 years old, and this one time I went 4 days without fucking, and it was terrible. And then Dorothy's like, I know, Blanche, I've been keeping track of it on my big ships of the Navy calendar, which is a classic.
Oh, man.
And then the next good scene, she's Dorothy. Like, good for Dorothy, right? And then the next scene, she's like, she's going to get her boob job. It's the boob job episode. And she shows Rose, like, these pamphlets of boob jobs, and then shows Bros like, I guess, a black woman's breasts.
Yeah, she wants some boobs of the styles, I guess.
Yeah,
that are presented, and they happen to be of an African American woman. So
right,
yes,
right,
yep, and
that's the joke. That's the joke.
That's a joke. I think.
Do you really want black ones?
Rose is like, do you think those suit you?
Do you think black ones suit you?
Yeah.
But we've heard that joke so many times, like at open mics, just like.
Yeah, we've heard that joke. Brian Posehn has that joke. He told that joke. Maybe this was the, genesis of that joke.
This is where it began.
Yeah, maybe you could get some black ones.
Maybe some old road dog wrote this episode and just, you know, put one of his jokes in it. And then the next scene is... Yeah, that would be, I want all Golden Girls episodes to be written by road dogs and just be just super cliche comedy. And then the... third part was, well, there was four vignettes in this set, in this chunk. The third one was the Dirty Dancing one.
Yes.
And that one was Michael Palladino episode for an exchange.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, the episode 100. I had to Google. See, I was trying to figure out like who's been in what episode, but it takes so long.
I did not do that, so I don't remember.
I did a couple.
Okay,
I didn't do all of them.
Okay.
But I remember. But this one was easy because I can just Google "Dirty Dancing," "Dirty Dancing." Thank you for being a podcast, and then Michael Palladino popped up, and I was like, okay. You know, so I did some research, listeners, some research. Okay.
We know things.
Yeah. And that one's always fun to watch. It was fun to rewatch that dance and have them get caught. And then
Betty White has some nice legs, I will say.
Oh, she has the best legs. And I think we said that it wasn't dirty, and I said it wasn't dirty enough for me.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing. I was, maybe it's just a beginner's class though. Maybe they keep the soiling light in the dancing.
They keep it very PG flamenco or tango. And then the next scene was the one. This one was with Patrick Keane. He was our guest. And it was Diamond in the Rough. I had to Google. I Google. It's that scene where she says, "Damn, I'm good." And like there, which she like stole a guy from Rose and Dorothy.
And yeah, that's and then right. Like,
what did you have to say for yourself? They ask her. She's like, "Damn, I'm good." So I just Googled, "Damn, I'm good." Golden Girls. And then I found out Diamond in the Rough. And then I'm like, oh, Patrick Keane did that. Which is like season, what, 3 or 2 or 3?
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, I think that was recorded last summer, maybe. So,
yeah, they really went into the vault for this one.
I know. Well, they did. They have a couple of first season recaps.
Yeah,
I can tell by the hairdos.
What's that?
I can tell by the hairdos.
Yeah, by their hair changes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, all right, that's. That's kind of a close crop. That's definitely a first season.
Like, and sometimes it's the lighting or the glossiness of the film. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm like, this is 86, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's... if there's definitely, like, lots of squiggles in the background. That's probably 87.
Yeah. So then when she tells him... when she stops telling him how much of like of a randy woman she is, it's Rose's turn, and he asks her. So this whole thing is like the agent asking them questions. So Rose talks about St. Olaf, and she talks about the little herring that juggle knives. That's super cute.
I know. I wanted to see that. That sounded awesome.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. And then she says, they have to be careful. One little slip and they fillet themselves.
So it's high stakes entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. Painting a picture. And then the next one is the smelly snacks. And always. Great fart joke at the end. Great to see that joke again. They're like...
Sophia's main medium is fart jokes.
Yeah. Kahuflim snacks or whatever. This one was Rose's... this is the one where they go on that... it's Rose's big adventure, but she doesn't go on an adventure at all. Like, I think she's supposed to go on, like, sailing around the world with guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she doesn't go.
Oh, was that the first episode? It was like one of the first episodes. It was like where she goes on the ship. She's like supposed to go on the ship with a guy that she's dating, and she hasn't slept with anybody since her husband died.
That one was the one with Miles, but okay. He's a different. But he's named something else, Arthur, or something.
Yeah, let's go with Arthur. Yeah.
I don't think that's this one. I think because this one was with Alicia Cooper.
Oh, and okay.
I think that one was farther down. But I think, but maybe it wasn't a guy asked her to marry her and move to Europe. I don't know. But it never happened, and she never went on an adventure. Her adventure was making those snacks. So that guy's super, so they go back to present time, that guy's super bored, and then the next thing is Dorothy's thing, where Dorothy's like writing to the president, he's like writing bullet points about what she's gonna say to the president when he gets there. Yeah, and then they tell it's weird because Rose goes into the kitchen, which means that guy is like by himself. Fucking Secret Service agent.
Yeah. Like, that's not like who you want to leave in your living room.
Yeah. This guy's probably tapping their phone or whatever. They don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, I also like, like, how would you feel if Donald Trump came to visit your house?
Oh, I would not like it at all.
Yeah, I don't think I would let him in.
No, I would not. I actually, maybe I would let him in, and then like a bucket of feces falls on him, or maybe there's like a floor trap, like a trap door.
Yeah, I think basically like he come into shit.
I just remember that this is being published. Like, well, oh, the trapdoor falls onto a pillows. Yes, and he loves it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of gold pillows. There's a nice blonde woman down there.
A nice blonde woman.
Yeah. It's a young blonde woman, so it's fine. Yeah. It's yeah. I always think of that Maria Bamford joke, which was about George W. Bush, about how she would like him to be she said she'd prefer for him to be like safe somewhere where he could be safe and warm but unable to rule. I always think of
so that. Good.
It that has come into my mind like probably every day since this election. So
that's great.
Safe and warm, unable to rule. Not advocating violence, just nope, just peaceful transfer of power to someone we like. That's it.
That sounds perfect. Yeah. So then Dorothy's getting angry flashbacks include her getting mad at Blanche and her fucking sorry, I'm getting text. So
so professional.
I'm so professional.
Pay attention to this Golden Girls podcast.
I'm sorry. Kirsten wants to go to Silver Lake Lounge in 20 minutes for some reason. I don't know why. Okay. Okay. So there's a rain fucking scene where Blanche doesn't want to use her towel because she's fucked a bunch of dudes on it. And then...
Set a sentimental value. But,
yeah. And then, it turns out that, but at first she's like, my son Skippy came home from, who's Skippy? We never heard of a Skippy. What the fuck? Like this, she's making up children. Like,
yeah. And also Skippy would get wrapped up in a sex towel.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he would.
It's some kidney.
Yeah.
And I love.
She threw this towel into the river with her son, Skippy.
Yeah. It's like, they're also just like, they're having like this crazy roof leak. Like, I mean, it's like buckets and buckets of water like coming down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And they have like 2-3 clean towels in the house.
Yeah. Which I mean, I think that many like older white women, there should be 50 towels in a house. Like,
yeah,
50
for real.
At the most, at the bare minimum.
At the bare, like, honestly, like, that's how you, yeah, otherwise, like, what are you even doing? Like, most of my life goals are just to collect towels.
Right.
So like I don't understand, but apparently and Rue McClanahan or Blanche, I don't know why I went with her the actress's name. Blanche is just like
this is a weird day. We're just gonna be weird whatever.
Blanche is for some reason doesn't want this towel to be in the mix, like it's going to be ruined.
Yeah, like you already ruined that towel several times with bodily fluids. You just want it to, maybe she likes the smell. She still like can smell the bodily fluids on it, and she doesn't want the rain to wash it away.
Yeah, but then don't keep it in the linen closet.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it in your bed or in your room.
Yeah, hang it up on your wall.
Then the next scene is the hot dog hacienda clown scene. That one was a piece of cake with Mischa Schiavelli, JT Habersat, and Ron Babcock. That was a fun episode. Oh,
that was a very fun episode. Yeah.
Yeah. And that one, and that one was like also a fake recap episode. So we're recapping a fake recap episode because that one was the birthday recap, fake recap episode. I keep saying that.
Yeah, that's right. It was like all of their birthday experiences.
So we're recapping a recap episode about a fake recap episode. Whoa. Recapception.
Anthony, are we even alive?
Did you take the blue pill or the red pill, Genevieve, before you got on this podcast? I think we're dead. Okay.
We said our guest is a ghost, and I think we're the ghost.
Oh my god. All right, let's get through this. Okay. 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 Education. I just wrote education.
Yeah, that was Dorothy. Well, Dorothy basically, like, she had a whole laundry list of things she wanted to say to George W. Bush about, like, education and illiteracy and dropouts.
Age discrimination.
Yeah. Women's rights. Sounds real familiar.
She had a lot of issues. And the first one was, the one where, like, Rose can't find a job because she's too old. And then that's the scene. And I feel like we've recapped this before.
I think it was an early episode, but I think we did it with, we did it while we were at, Slow Festival. I think it was maybe, Ro and Chris, maybe?
Mo and Chris?
Ro and Chris. Yeah, it'd be helpful if I could remember last names of people. But I can't.
Where was this at?
At Slow Comedy Fest.
Oh, was it with Sean Halpin?
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we did one with Sean Halpin and...
And Aisha Alpha.
Oh, yeah, we did one with them as well, so...
And then the other one was Chris fucking the Ro Del Grassi and Chris Cope.
Yes. Yeah.
They did the blind sister one.
Okay.
And then Sean Halpin, Aisha Alpha may have done this one.
Yeah, I think they did. It was like,
okay.
Yeah. And it was like one of the first ones that's recorded. But it was like it aired later in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this scene is great. Dorothy's like trying to convince her that aging is fine. She's like, sometimes you get more wrinkles. So do I. So does Blanche. Sometimes boobs sag a little bit more. So does mine. So does Blanche. So sometimes your belly's a little bigger in the middle. So is Blanche.
It's pretty great.
Such a good scene.
Yeah.
And then the next one is, I think it's the one where Blanche is like, she gets sexually harassed by a teacher. And I think that's the Jen Kober Palladino episode. Where she goes to night school.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
And yeah, so that's kind of that was a crazy fun episode. Then I think they go back to regular. They go back to I think the agent says something like, "I've been talking to the president." That's what he's been doing in the other room. Just fucking on their house phone, fucking calling the president.
Yeah.
Calling long distance to Washington, D.C.
I always forget like how much like people would just use other people's phones.
Yeah. So then he's like, "I don't think your guys are a typical family," or something. And then like, and they're like, "We're typical." And they show like examples of how they're typical. I think that's what the premise of this chunk is.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah. I was kind of confused on that. It was just like, these are just kind of random clips that don't fit into the rest of the show. Right.
And so the first one was, I forget what this scene is about, but I remember Blanche's handkerchief dress.
Yes.
And I think this was with Amy Carpenter, because I remember her making fun of it, I think.
Yeah.
Because
Blanche has that dress, and she's got, it's like a black and white dress, and it's off the shoulder, but it's got like a rose in between her breasts.
Yeah. Or was this Hattie? I can't remember who... who was in this episode, but yeah, there was a rose in the middle. And I forget what happens in this scene. I just remember that dress. But I remember the next scene is the one where like they're gonna help. They didn't show this part, but they're like, "We're gonna help you out, Rose." And it's the pill episode where like they stay up with her like the whole night or something.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. But they never, even in this episode, they don't even mention the pills. They're just like, "We're going to help you. We'll be there for you." Still low key.
Yep.
And then like the next scene was the one where like, they're like, "We're gonna be friends forever on the couch. We'll go to the same nursing home. We'll take care of ourselves." And then Rose says like, "Well, what if there's only one of us left?" And then Sophia's like, "Don't worry, I can take care of myself." that was good.
Very ironic. Especially since Betty White is the only one left.
Yeah, and then Sophia died first.
Rest in peace.
and then the next scene is the one where they're in the kitchen. Dorothy and Sophia are sitting at the table, and Sophia is basically telling Dorothy that she appreciates how she treats her and not like an old lady.
Yeah.
And some stuff like that.
Yeah, I believe that was the one when Rose's mom visited. And Rose's...
Alma.
Yeah, and like Rose is like overprotective of her. Yep. And that was a sweet scene. And Sophia's old wig made an appearance.
Yes, her old wig made an appearance. She wasn't even Rose's mom, for crying out loud. Okay. So so then the dude's like, okay, we were back to present time. The dude's like, "All right, I've got to convince the president that you guys are like the best family ever, tops. Fucking yeah." And so then they go into that scene where that Fidel dude, the Cuban dude.
Oh, that was dating both Sophia and Blanche.
Yeah, that's such a weird scene. but great joke at the end where she's like, Blanche is like, I'm going to sit in my bathtub and I'm going to fill it to where the water is just covering like half of my petite little bosom. And what does Sophia say?
So you're only going to sit in an inch of water?
the best
bird.
Right. And then she's like, well, that does it. And then like tries to fucking fight her. Fucking fight an 80-year-old woman.
I know. And also, yeah. My money would have been on Sophia.
Oh, Sophia totally would have won. And so then the dude comes back in and he's like, when I say the dude, listeners, I mean the agent, the Secret Service agent. The dude comes back in and he's like, all right, I've talked to the president. He's going to come see you. I convinced him. He has nothing better to do than to like listen to me convince him to visit you guys, the Golden Girls. He's legit not busy at all. So, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So now we're in episode 2. Yay! I sort of stormed through that. I was just like, we just gotta, you know? There's just so much. You can't analyze everything.
Yeah, I like that this is we keep talking about how harrowing this is for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing a lot for you guys.
We're doing a lot. Okay. All right.
Next time you see us, thank us for our service.
Buy us a meal as a thanks. So, that's what people do to the veterans, right? They buy meals.
Yeah. Salute us, please.
That's why I wear an army outfit when I go out to eat, so I can get free meals.
That's why I know how to operate a firearm.
Yeah, there you go. So the next scene, the next episode, they're getting ready. Blanche is making a sign that says, welcome, President Bush. I hope you enjoy everything. Like, it's like the longest sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, it's basically just like loving and sweet and very, very long. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even show him the sign at the end.
I like to think that some prop person actually made the sign and they just didn't even show it.
Right.
Just to make it was like some prop person like nobody likes and they were just like,
you're going to fucking really, make the sign.
It'll really burn up Debbie if we mention the sign, but don't show it.
And Debbie just writes, I fucking hate my job. I wish I was a writer. So then they go into, I forget what led to this next chunk, but it was the condom scene. But I forget why they started talking about it. Are we always getting to adventures or something?
I think so, but do we really need a big reason to show the condom scene?
They don't. Right. We don't need a scene. We don't need a reason for that.
We don't need any preference. They could just show that scene over and over again, and I don't think anyone would be really upset.
This episode could have just been that scene over and over and over.
So I like lambskin.
I like ultra sensitive.
In black again.
In black again.
Yes.
Then the next scene was the plumber scene with the fucking asshole plumber that is a meninist apparently, and he gets offended, not because he's not gonna get. Like, I think he's probably still, like, I don't know if he was a moving plumber. I don't know, do plumbers move, like, buy the toilet for you and bring it to your house?
What? I just bought a toilet. I just had to have a toilet replaced. And our plumber, we basically, like, selected our toilet and he bought it and then installed it for us.
Oh, wow. So they do the whole thing.
Yeah. So like, and that's
good job.
Yeah.
Doing your research.
Yeah. It was, and by the way, getting a new toilet in your house, very exciting. it's been my big news for like the last month. So
is it in your room or in the living room or in the bedrooms area?
It's in the master suite area, so.
Oh, so that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, sorry we didn't show when you came and visited. Yeah, we didn't show off our toilet, but
but you have to be married to Genevieve to see this toilet.
Yes. just know that Jeff and I and Maude and Godiva are very happy.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. And then the next scene, it was weird because Stanley comes in with what looks like a bomb. And I'm like, this is definitely pre 9/11 because he got through fucking Secret Service.
Sorry, you're cutting out a bit.
Am I breaking out?
Give me 1 second. Let me adjust my headphones.
Okay.
I think they just got... All right, it's much better.
Can you
better.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so legit Stanley gets through Secret Service carrying like what looks like a fucking bomb, like a fucking dynamite and fucking a lighter. Like, that's so weird.
Yeah. I know. Like, well, he was... I guess they were points of light, which would refer to, that's what he says they are. They're George Bush's points of light, but oh. But which would refer to a speech that he gave about volunteering more.
You have mentioned this before, and Virginia Jones remembered this. Wasn't it her?
I think so. I mean, it's something he mentioned, so.
Because somebody mentioned that speech before. It was a speech, right?
Yeah, I think it's a speech. And
Virginia Jones, like, educated us about it. Or unless you remembered it.
Yeah, it's something I vaguely remember from the 80s, and I think we also talked about it on the podcast.
So everybody just carried around fucking fireworks because of the speech?
No, I think that's like what Stan had made. That was like his novelty item that he was trying to force on people, because I guess he's out of baked potato. Oh, we haven't covered that episode yet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, because this is the Matrix, and so we can jump around in reality. he's trying to hustle that machine thing.
Yeah. So, okay. But yeah, I don't see how he would get through, but he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, okay. And then he takes off fucking with his fucking flame the fucking machine past Secret Service. And then the agent guy comes in and he's like, all right, everyone checks out except for Sophia, who has an alias named Sophia Weinstock. Can you tell me about it? And Weinstock is the name of her late husband's business partner that she married for like a few days.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I think it was really cool because I did a whole bunch of flashbacks with like Sophia and Max and like, but they also like, I thought it was weird that they made such a big deal out of it when wouldn't they know like, oh yeah, that was when she was married to this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, why they would make a big deal out of it.
So they were like, oh, we caught her on something, and, fucking, it's not, like, the big, it's not, yeah, it's not high security shit. Okay, and then they basically just play an entire episode of Golden Girls after this.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they basically displayed the entire Sophia wedding episode, complete with the Elvises and the gay caterer and the Elvis fan club.
Yeah, and then it kept going into the Elvis fan club, and they basically just did. Yeah, they did all the main points of that episode, the where she marries her late husband's fucking business partner, and up until the wedding, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, and then, they also started a business together, but they didn't cover that part.
And then the gay caterer part was like a huge part of that. Like, that wasn't like the fucking agent didn't have to know any of these details at all.
Yeah, that agent like learned like way too much about their lives.
Yeah, he's super nosy too, I think. I think he just wanted like he was just bored.
Yeah, he's nosy for having secret in his title.
Oh, and there's that I want the Donald Trump fucking part. Oh no, I want a man with the financial resources of Donald Trump. All right. I'm okay with moving on. Are you? I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with moving on. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We both give each other permission.
Okay. All right, so the last scene is the photo opportunity. The president's not, they couldn't afford George H.W. Bush to come do this show. So so he doesn't go into the house. He's just like, he's just gonna go like in the fucking patio, yeah, you know, and say hi to them from the patio.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he's just, like, in there. Like, I don't even think he makes it through the door frame. So, like, and they just come and say hello one by one.
And you know who did the voice of Bush?
Was it Dana Carvey or was it somebody else?
Harry Shearer.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So it was literally, it sounded exactly like Ned Flanders.
Yeah, he did.
So fucking Ned Flanders came to visit.
You know, I do wonder though, if isn't Ned Flanders like kind of based on George Bush?
Oh, really?
I don't know. I might just be like, this might be another Cocoon TV show thing. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Another Cocoon TV show.
But I feel like I've heard that before. And you know what? Now I'm going to posit it as a fact. And
it's a fact.
Yeah.
Ned Flanders is based on George H.W. Bush. Basically, Sophia says you should have brought a marble cake when you visit somebody.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. And then there was a joke, like, Rose is like, what vacuum do you use at the White House? And then the president says, there hasn't been a Hoover in the White House since H. Everett, what's his name, Hoover, president.
He just said Hoover. He just said Hoover in the White House in 60 years, which pretty solid joke. And then the entire, yeah.
His fucking entourage fucking just starts laughing, fake laughing. And then Blanche hits on him.
Of course.
And Dorothy says nothing. Yeah, Dorothy freezes.
No, Dorothy loses. She loses her nerve. She just says Bush. She's like Bush, and then shakes his hand, and that's it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so she loses her nerve, but then she, you know, as the other Golden Girls are staring at her, you know, she's like, well, I think he got what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's the end of the show.
Yeah. We did it.
We did it. Yay.
Yay.
Okay. So, yeah. We did it. So, this comes out next week, which is the 22nd of February.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
Yeah.
Is there anything you like to promote, or where can people find you online, Genevieve?
Well, there's a couple shows I'd like to promote. On the 23rd, I'm going to be at Valley Bar for Barflies. I'm going to be reading a story I wrote along the theme, What Makes Us Stronger? And I believe that show starts at 8. And then I am also going to be in the Stores Objection on the 24th at 10:30 at Space 55. And the theme is sin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you can find me at Genevieve Rice pretty much anywhere. So.
In the internet.
Yeah, just ask for me at grocery stores, doctor's offices.
Into a conch shell.
Yep. Just write my name in the sky and I'll appear. Oh,
how cute.
I'll appear and that'll be my bat signal, and I will come to your house and tell you about raccoons. So.
And I am at Anthony DeSamito. On Twitter and Instagram, and I'm gonna be on February 27th at the Next Stage Theater for the Cool Boys Club,
oh,
or the Fuck Boys Club? I forget.
I think it is Fuck Boys Club.
I think it's the Fuck Boys Club. That's with Everett Byram and Daniel McQueen, who are really cool. Funny guys, and They book women. They just call it that because they're just weird. Oh, they're the weirdest, funnest friends. Then February 28th, I'll be at Flappers for the Do Ask, Do Tell comedy show. It's a gay veterans themed show. So that should be tons of fun. Come out to that.
Very nice.
Along with our own individual podcast, Twitter also has a Twitter, the backwards, along with our own individual Twitter, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP, also at TIFBAP on Instagram. So, music is with Brian Korkenek, Mike Dennison. The next episode, for those of you following along, is episode 1 of season 6 titled Blanche Delivers. And that is with the one Sean
David Christensen. Yeah.
And so we rarely know what the next guest is, but we already recorded that one.
We can see the future.
Yeah. Bear with us. And so, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Genevieve, for letting me skip over a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And thank you everyone. Have a beautiful day and or night. Bye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.